Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Thankful Thursday. We are thankful every day, but on Thursday, we want to put into practice Psalm 105, verses 1 and 2. And I'd like to read those. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore." And this is what we're doing on Thankful Thursday. And we invite guests to share their gratitude and their testimonies as to why they are thankful to the Lord our God. And on today, I'm so honored to invite and to have as my guest, Sister Aisha Bennett. Sister Bennett, God bless you. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation. How are you this morning?
I'm thankful. I'm absolutely thankful. And I thank you, Sister Queen, for the invite. And I tell you, as you were reading that scripture, that's one of my favorite scriptures. There's a whole lot of them, but I thank God that that one that you read and started off with this morning is one of my favorites.
Praise God.
I have
Praise
so
God.
much to be thankful for.
Yes. And as I said, in this time in which we're living, of course, we are thankful every day, but today we have set aside these Thursdays to just to express our thanks and then to share it with the world, those that will see the recording, those that will hear, so that they can know what God is doing and how faithful He is and how good He is, despite whatever we might be facing in this life. So, again, thank you. And I hear that you have a testimony, something that you are really thankful for. And so we invite you to share with us just in your own words and let us know what God has done for you and how thankful you are. So it's
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I pondered actually over which one to bring forth today because I do have quite a few testimonies. But one I've told recently that it really had me giving praise and a praise report that I am still here. And here to tell it. So that would be that I was in my car heading to class one Saturday morning, and it was a Saturday after Thanksgiving. So it wasn't very many cars on the street. But this particular morning, as I'm coming up to a stoplight, I saw an 18-wheeler sitting there at the stoplight. It was a stop sign. And as I approached it, I began to slow down. But as I came up on the side of this two-lane street, the 18-wheeler began to move. And it was a left or right you could go. You couldn't go straight. So it began to move forward and it turned right, which was where my car was located on the side of it. And that car, my car was not approaching. It was stopped because I came up to the stop sign. And as I began to stop, that truck began to move and make a right turn. Sister Queen, I began to see that this truck was not going to be able to make this turn. And I actually thought it was just sitting there for some time. And so I began to move forward, got up to the stop sign, and it began to turn and take my vehicle with it. As it was making this turn, this long truck, 18-wheeler with these metal cylinder pipes on the bed of it. And as it began to take my car, I blew my horn as much as I could. And that seemed like it just, the truck began to take it onto the sidewalk. It was taking my vehicle with it. I leaned with my forearms on the horn for this truck to stop. And by God's grace, I mean, I'm talking about it, but I still get shivers just thinking that I saw my life flash before me. And I saw these wheels of this big truck as my car is being carried from the side of the truck. All I could do is scream Jesus. And that's what came out of my mouth.
That name.
Jesus. And I'm telling you, I was probably louder than the horn. And I tell you, when I'm getting excited and getting loud here, but God is faithful.
Yes.
He is tremendous. And my car ended up on the side of the straps that was holding the cylinders down, and it bust the window on the side of my driver's side, took my car and couldn't make the turn, so I wound up on the sidewalk. And the sign run.
You out of the car, you wind up on the car, you in the car, and the
Me in the
car.
car still, bust the window, and I'm in the car trying to steer with the truck. It took me on the sidewalk. Bust the tire because it didn't ride over. It drug my car. I can see the wheels. I'm literally that low compared to the truck. And I'm looking at the tires of the truck underneath the truck. And it took my car and turned it on the sidewalk. My car then took down the stop sign.
Oh my God.
And my window was in those little tiny pieces,
But God, my God.
but God, I didn't have a scratch on me.
My Lord Jesus.
The truck literally turned and stopped after the turn and got out. I'm still looking through the front window, had a crack in it, but my window, I couldn't see a thing. It didn't fall, it didn't shatter, but it was in pieces, still intact in the window frame. And I'm just yelling out, Jesus, 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 Jesus. He didn't hear a thing. I'm blowing the horn, but those trucks, I understand, are very loud. The motor, whatever, is very loud, so they're not able to hear. But he never saw me.
He did, but God did.
But God did.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm here to tell you, God is faithful, and I'm so grateful.
Praise
I'm
God.
so thankful for
My.
what he has done. He allowed me. And you know, and I thought about this some more last night. I was 49 years old. I said, God, I know you're gonna allow me to see my 50th birthday. I came out without a scratch.
My Lord Jesus.
Without a scratch. I was able to, a lady was behind me and she saw what happened. She got out and she asked me, was I okay? She yelled at the driver, didn't you see her? Didn't you see? He claimed he didn't. Then a passenger got out. And that passenger was someone who said that I was in their blind spot, but she saw it. Nevertheless, I tell you, when they called the ambulance, I was able to walk out after they pried the door open and get on the gurney myself.
Wow.
To God be the glory.
But God, my.
But God. So he is not only am I thankful, I tell you, Sister Queen, I thought about so many things after that. You know, we could have had a funeral. We could have had a, but there could have been a funeral. And so I wouldn't have been here to talk about it. But I thank God today that I'm here to tell of his goodness. I'm thankful.
And
I'm thankful.
that's what the psalmist say, tell of his marvelous work, what he has done. and give him praise, honor, and glory. And this is what we are all about, activating Psalm 105, those verses 1 and 2, talk of his wonderful work.
Because
people need to know that God is real. Jesus is real. And he has a plan and he has a purpose for our life. And so him sparing you, sparing your life, a reason to be thankful, but also a reason to know that he has not finished his work in your life.
Absolutely.
There is more. There is more. Praise God. God is good. He is faithful. These are the kind of testimonies that when you know him, when you have received him as Savior and Lord, the scripture tells us our life is hidden in Christ. And so many times people become discouraged and disappointed because of what they go through in life, not realizing that it is God that wants to pull them to himself. He wants them to know that he is a Savior. He is a rescuer. He is a deliverer. He loves unconditionally, and no matter what, hallelujah, glory to God, he loves people, he loves everyone. And so we just want to get the word out. We want people to know that he is faithful, he is good.
Yes,
he is good, hallelujah. As our brother Hall always say, ain't God good?
Ain't God good? Yes,
and
all the time.
Is all the time, God is good. And it's not predicated on what we go through in this life. I'm always reminded of John 16 and 33, where Jesus says to the disciples, and of course to us, in the world, you will have tribulations. You're going to have troubles. Yeah. But he says, be of good cheer, or be of good courage, because he has overcome the world. Right. So nothing that we go through is without purpose.
That's
so
right.
you he spared your life, so now you can tell that testimony and you can share your gratitude and tell how thankful you are that he spared your life. So this 18-wheeler, and usually I've seen those with those large pipes on them. They're like a flatbed.
Yes.
And they have those large pipes. Yes. So this 18-wheeler was really dragging your car. You could have been crushed.
Yes.
So you have a reason to be thankful.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad that you shared your testimony with us. And I heard you say in the beginning that you had to think about which one, because there are so many. There are so many reasons. And again, I'm reminded of the scripture that says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So don't give thanks for everything, but in every circumstance, in every situation, there is something that we can be thankful for.
Absolutely.
It may feel like it's the worst thing that's happening, but if you really, and I say this, if you're really a believer, if you're really a follower of Jesus Christ, you will find something to be thankful for. And give him praise. And so you have shared on today, this Thankful Thursday. And again, thank you so very much. We're just going to close out with prayer on today, giving thanks to God. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for this opportunity that you have extended to us to give thanks to you on this Thursday. We are thankful for every day. Every day that you wake us up and we have breath in our bodies, breath in our lungs, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. And we are so thankful that we have this great privilege to call upon your name and to make your deeds known among the nations, among the people, and to talk of all your marvelous work, because you are good. And we are thankful because the good work that you have begun in Sister Aisha, you will complete it. Hallelujah. You spared her life for purpose, to tell of your goodness, and we thank you. And we speak continuous blessings over her life. We speak blessings over those that will hear this testimony and share in giving you praise and thanks for sparing her life. We are not selfish, hallelujah, in our thankfulness. We thank you for what you do in the lives of others. And we thank you that those that will see or hear this testimony on this Thursday, that they will know that you are good and you are faithful. And whatever they are facing, even now in their life, there is purpose for it. And so our prayer continues to be that you will reveal yourself to them. Whatever they're facing, hallelujah, we pray that they'll open their heart and their mind to receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and to receive his love for them, and to know that he loves them. It doesn't matter where they are, what they have done, Father, your love, hallelujah, your love was so great for the world that you gave your only begotten Son, and we pray on today that they will receive him as Savior and Lord and enter into this great celebration of sharing testimonies of your faithfulness, how you save, how you deliver, how you set free, how you restore souls, how you keep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We cannot thank you enough. If we could speak 10,000 languages, it would still be enough to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that's due your great name. We bless you today.
Yes, God.
We honor you today. We reverence you as the only true and living God, worthy of praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who indwells us. The same power that resurrected Jesus from the grave is within us. And we thank you. We give you all glory. It is in Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Well, once again, thank you so very much. Hallelujah.
Thank you for having me.
God is good.
He is good. He is good. And this scripture came to my mind, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was thinking on which one to mm-hmm. come with this morning, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart.
Mm.
I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. Wow. And I saw John in one. And I just think on that. And my prayer is for this podcast that you will never run out of testimonies because of his countless deeds.
Praise
and goodness, God. That this will be just the beginning of what's to come.
Praise
so
God.
I thank you, and I actually thank you, and I give honor to you for this space, because, you know, I know it could have been otherwise, but I want others to know
mm-hmm.
that it could have been otherwise, and they too have a testimony and a lot to be thankful for.
Praise God.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. And I would like to invite anyone else that would like to share on these Thankful Thursday, this podcast, that you can contact me at majesticworldmen@gmail.com. And I will be glad to invite you as a guest to share your testimony and the reasons why you are thankful. So again, Sister Aisha, thank you so very much, and God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. God bless you.